to you that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." The Lord's Supper has been bequeathed to the church by its Savior Jesus Christ. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." He calls us to remember him, not first as the teacher from Galilee, but as the bloody sacrifice of Calvary. The teacher from Galilee and the bloody sacrifice of Calvary are one. But the focus of our faith is the life that was given up to death on the cross for us. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember me who, in love for you, gave himself as a sacrifice for you, who died the just for the unjust to bring you to God. Handle and see and taste and feed upon me. Remember me. Remember the love that brought me to give myself for you. It's a commemoration of Christ. The Lord has not only given us his word to hear, he's given us the supper to look at and to handle and to taste. But the Lord's Supper is also a communion with Christ. We don't just look at the bread and handle it. We don't just look at the wine and finger the glass. We eat the bread and we drink the wine. They are symbols, but blessed by the Spirit of God and received in faith, they represent Christ to us, and by faith we feed upon the Christ they represent. We feed by faith. These are nourishing means of grace. They're especially designed for weak Christians, for needy Christians, for Christians who lack assurance, to say, take afresh the assurance of Jesus Christ. And the Lord's Supper is an anticipation. We do this until he comes, says Paul. Because when Christ returns, we won't need signs or symbols. When Christ returns, no more Bibles, no more baptisms, no more Lord's Suppers. We have Christ, who is all in all. Here we look forward to that greater supper, the marriage supper of the Lamb in heaven. Here the Lord has stooped down to give us visible, tangible tokens of his loving kindness towards us. And so we take and we eat. We do it together to testify that we belong together and that we're here as the one people of God. If you're a baptized believer in good standing in a Christian church, then we welcome you to this Lord's table. We want to celebrate the true Catholicity of the gospel. We want to say to all our brothers and sisters, because you are Christ's, you are ours. Welcome. Let us eat and drink together and celebrate our unity in our Saviour. Let us pray. Father, we come again this morning to the table of your Son. And Lord, we have often wondered why we do not benefit as we might and ought from being here. Forgive our unbelief, Lord. Help us, we pray, by faith, to receive not only bread and wine, but to receive our Saviour Jesus Christ afresh. Lord, seal to us your covenant mercies in him, we pray. Make the gospel great and glorious to us this new day. Lord, hear us, we pray. Come to us in our need. Fill us to overflowing with the blessing of your Son. And we ask it in his name. Amen.